You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When disasters like Harvey hit, people get help from the government, companies, neighbors, strangers. And one thing we've seen in Houston, a big response from the faith community. While Joel Osteen was criticized for not immediately opening his Lakewood megachurch as a shelter, lots of churches, mosques, and temples have been taking in their neighbors. Plus, they're raising money and giving out supplies. That's what Rabbi Oren Hayon is doing at his synagogue, Congregation Emmanuel.
Our congregation is about close to 2,000 families, representing a really significant chunk of the Jewish population of Houston.
And responding to Harvey means figuring out what families need right now.
The one thing that we've done this week is to set up a full day camp starting tomorrow throughout the whole holiday weekend. It's a day camp that will be open all day long, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner to kids of all ages whose families have been affected by the storm.
In some ways, Hayon says, a religious group that knows its community can get money out the door faster than some parts of the government or national groups.
Financially, yes. I think also we can be particularly agile in collecting financial contributions and dispersing them fairly quickly and fairly nimbly, because the gifts come from the heart. They're distributed in ways that are immediately effective and immediately meaningful. That's not to say that we take the place of some of those organizations and federal agencies, because we really, really need them. But I think that there's a really terrific partnership and synergy between local faith organizations and state and federal agencies to help with the relief effort after a storm like this.
And after all, taking care of people is part of being a house of worship of any kind.
Every religious tradition worth its salt spends a lot of time thinking and planning about how to take care of people who are vulnerable and people who are victimized by the world. Houston is also a really wonderful place where representatives of all faith traditions work and collaborate and cooperate very, very amicably and productively. We're starting to see the development of really strong coalitions of religious professionals and religious organizations across denominations and across faith communities.
All of this work is going to go on for a long time, given how much damage Harvey has done. That means Hayon and his synagogue are probably going to pivot a lot as the recovery goes on.
Well, there's certainly no way to estimate the scope of the need. It is absolutely inestimable and absolutely goes beyond anything that we can imagine at this point. In terms of the kind of aid we can offer, it's going to change over time. For now, the help that we're trying to offer is for folks who need assistance in getting a hotel room or getting a clean towel so they can take a shower. A week from now, it may change to helping people get apartments and being able to afford a down payment on a new car. A year from now, it may be deeper kinds of assistance in helping folks recover the long-term assets that have vanished in the storm. Our ability to help can evolve over time as the needs of the community evolve.
That was Rabbi Oren Hayon from Houston's Congregation Emmanuel.